reading to you from the 12th chapter of Luke, 19th through 20th verse. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, drink and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. As you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. Gave my heart to Christ over 51 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been sharing Christ ever since. Well, folks, it looks to me like spring is finally here. My stars in the morning, don't it feel good to get out in the sunshine? I was telling my sister-in-law the other day I was planting banana trees and pineapples. She said, in Colorado? No, but I said, I'd like to. Well, listen, friends, I'll be with you for 28 minutes. I just wish you'd kick off your slippers, sit back and relax. Pour you a glass of iced tea or hot cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? To read to you from the, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and with the 8th verse. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. You see, I've labeled this tonight confused. God's gifts come from God, and they do not come from any other source. True spiritual gifts cannot be earned, merited, or worked up by men. Now, folks, no man deserves the gift of the grace of God. Therefore, there is no room for self-importance and super-spirituality, nor for controversy. The Spirit of God endues the gifts to everyone exactly as He wills. Beloved, the gifts are given to equip us saints to share the good news of salvation wherever we go. Friends, but listen to me, and listen very carefully, and I know many of you are going to be upset. I didn't want you to be upset. I don't want you to be upset. I just want you to hear this thing out. Would you do that? Many people counterfeit the gifts of God. Now, counterfeit money is useless. So is counterfeit gifts. I read in 1 Corinthians 12:28, and God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, government, and diversities of tongues. Now, Paul said, are all prophets? Are all apostles? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Are the gift of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? The answer is emphatically no. Every born-again believer possesses at least one gift. The more you surrender your life, the more gifts God can trust you and I with. And believe me, friends, it is a surrendered life. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, he's very emphatic about that. You know, beloved, you can possess every gift God gives you, but if you don't have love, it is all worthless. You know, friends, a man walked up to me one night in a church I was preaching. He said, "Brother, have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Do you speak in tongues?" I said, "Yes, the one that God gave me." This man thought he was the most spiritual man on earth. This man did not possess the love God speaks about in His Word. Friends, listen, you're not a fruit inspector, and you're not to run around and check everybody out. If you are born again, then the Spirit of God will reveal to you whether this man is telling you the truth or he's a false prophet. That's exactly right. Now, and then there's those who speak to you about having great faith. Well, have you ever heard a pastor or an evangelist brag about what great faith they have? Now listen, beloved, faith comes from above. Here's a preacher preaching on radio or on TV for 30 minutes on faith, and then spends the next 30 minutes begging for money. Beloved, I rest my case. One of my radio listeners in Denver called me and said, "This evangelist prophesied over me, and he told me God was going to give him and his wife a 35-foot motorhome so he could go preach." Now, he wasn't even called to preach, but this man prophesied and said he would do it. And he said, "Brother, I just called to make my claim." He said, "You have a 35-foot." I said, "Yes, I do, and I travel in it to preach the gospel." But I said, if you want this motorhome, you bring out X many dollars with a certified check and you can have it." He got mad. Listen, friends, if this was of God, God would have informed me first. These two men were, I don't want to say what they are. But anyway, someone said, "Well, Cecil, do you believe in tongues?" "Yes." "Do I believe in healing?" "Yes, I was healed of a lung tumor." But, beloved, there are phonies and charlatans everywhere. We call them con men. Yes. But the problem is a lot of people get the gifts out of order. They major on the minor and minor and the major. Listen, what is the most important gift you and I possess tonight? Well, I'll tell you what it is. Eternal, everlasting life. Now, listen to me. Some believe, honestly believe, baptism is salvation. Not true. Some people believe that church membership is salvation. Not true. Some people believe God works, good works is salvation. Some believe if they quit smoking, drinking, cussing, that's salvation. But I read in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace ye are saved through faith, that not of yourself, lest any man should boast." Listen, have you ever heard a healer say, "You don't have enough faith, well, to be saved"? Well, if you have faith to be saved, yeah, and I believe this from the bottom of my heart, there are so many people trying to confuse the listeners, or trying to confuse people in church, and they get up, and I heard a guy get up one night, and he was talking about his salvation experience, which was beautiful. I love to hear testimonies of how people met Christ, and I don't mean they have to be an old drunk like I was. Some of the sweetest testimonies I ever heard in my life is from a young man or a young boy in 12 or 13 years old. They were convicted of God's Holy Spirit, and they knew they were lost, and they gave their heart to Jesus. Now, friends, listen. I'm not trying to confuse you. Search the Scriptures. Read the whole 1 Corinthians. Read the whole book and see for yourself. Friends, listen. God's Holy Spirit will lead you into truth, and that truth shall set you free. You know, I told you one time, and now that's another controversy, and people wonder, well, some preach that you can have eternal life forever. Some people preach that you can be saved and you could lose it. Now, you know it's a fact. Well, I believed in eternal security. And we had a man in our church that I thought was the most spiritual man I ever met. He was such a neat guy. And I'd only been a Christian just a short time. And one time he come to me and said, "Brother Mo, I'm sorry to say, but you know, our preacher's been lying to you." See, There is such a thing as eternal security. You can lose it in time. It just made me sick at my stomach. And I went to church that morning with a real heavy heart. And our pastor got up and talked about his years in Southwestern Seminary, and they had the greatest professors in the world. Well, he said, but you know, friends, the greatest teacher of them all is God's Holy Spirit. Now, he said, if there's something that you don't understand or something you really are troubled about, what I suggest you do, you go home, get on your knees, and ask God's Holy Spirit to reveal his divine truth to your heart. I could not wait to get home that day. And I got on my knees and I said, Lord, I don't know who's telling the truth. And you know what? I asked God's Holy Spirit to show me the truth. Every place I opened in the Bible was eternal security. Now, you say, well, Cecil, I don't believe in it. That don't mean that you're not a Christian because you don't believe that way. But, oh, my friends, how can you get up in church and sing Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine, and look over and see a woman that's scantily dressed and lose it, lose your salvation? Oh, friends, that's not true. He said that no man shall pluck thee out of my hand. Years ago, I was praying, and it was like a little voice suggested that I contact a pastor in a church in San Francisco to see if I could come and share my testimony. Well, I really did want to call a pastor because I thought he thought I was be a crackpot. But the dear pastor said, Cecil, I tell you what, I'll pray about this. And that was the right thing to do. And if God tells me you are to come and speak in our church, I will inform you. God is not a God of confusion. He called me later and told me to come Sunday night. Now listen, tell you what, that night there were several rededication from servicemen. One person accepted Christ and one young man surrendered to preach. Now, it was all in God's timetable. That don't mean that I was a great spiritual giant, but I obeyed what God, I believe, told me to do. I was sweeping a church down in Arlington, Arlanza, California. And again, the Lord directed me to share, asked his pastor if I could share my testimony in his church. Well, I did. I went over there, and he didn't believe that God can deliver an alcoholic from stuff because his daddy was an alcoholic. All right, now listen. Here's what he told me. He said, now, Cecil, you and your wife and kids come to church, and if the Lord wants, he'll tell me. I said, that's correct, Pastor. If it's not of the Lord, you won't hear nothing from him. All right. I went down there, my family. He introduced me, but he was very obvious he wasn't going to have me speak that morning. He got up and he read his text. Now, friends, this is the truth. I'm telling you. He started coughing and choking and carrying on. And all of a sudden he said, I can't speak. And then he said, a young man came to my place and told me that God wanted me to share here. And so this morning I want you to come, Cecil. Now, your friends, God did tell me to do that, but the pastor didn't believe that God would deliver alcoholics. But we had a wonderful service, and I wasn't mad at the pastor. He did the right thing, but he was wrong. Now, beloved, let me ask you, you say, well, Cecil, you know what? I'm so confused about these things. Again, you go to God's Holy Spirit. If you're born again, you can do that. You can come boldly forth the throne of grace, and you ask him the truth. Now listen, maybe you're listening to the broadcast right now, and you're saying, you know, I really don't know Jesus. And you said that I got baptized, and I thought that was enough when I was a baby, and I belonged to the church. I thought that was enough. But you said it isn't. No, the Bible says it isn't. Not Cecil. Jesus said ye must be born again. If you'd like to be born again tonight and you have a tugging at your heart and you know God wants you to say, wants to save you, bow your head at me right now and pray this most powerful prayer. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me for Jesus' sake. Amen. Would you write me a letter at Cecil Moe, Post Office Box 745, Littleton, Colorado 80120, and I'd like to talk to you. Give me your phone number. I'll call you. If I can help you spiritually, be sure and call. Would you do that? And if you have an alcoholic you want me to share with, you let me know. So until this time next week, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night and all. May God bless you real, real good.